some of the folks on your holiday gift lists are wine connoisseurs, but you think that if you buy them a bottle of wine, he or she might snicker at your choice. Well, there are other options for the wine lover in your life. And in this week's Wine of the Week, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, talked with Sean and Hillary about wine-related gifts, and they started off with something small and basic.
People get intimidated trying to buy wine for people who know wine, mm-hmm. so I like going the route of books. And two great books that I think are perfect stocking stuffers are the Hugh Johnson's Pocket Wine Book 2011 and Oz Clark's Pocket Wine Guide 2011. Now, Hugh Johnson's book is organized by country, and Oz Clark's guide is an alphabetical listing of wine producer, grape, and wine regions. They both have all the necessary detailed wine facts that your enophile will appreciate, and only $15 each. A pretty good stocking stuffer.
Okay. Well, now, what if the wine enthusiast in your life already knows the basics about wine, needs something a little more advanced? What do you have there?
Well, then I'd pick up a copy of Oldman's Brave New World of Wine by Mark Oldman. Now, Mark is a passionate wine personality. He opens the book by stating his mission very clearly. It's to inspire you to drink bravely. The book is divided into categories: whites, pinks, red, bubbly desserts, wines, and the appendices. Now, each category consists of short, easy reading chapters organized by varietal, but what I really liked were the appendices. And the most useful place to begin is on, if you get the book, page 295. If you like this, then you'll like that. I thought that was a very clever thing.
Very good.
Oh, $20.
20 bucks. So, you know, I love those big books that I can put out in the living room with all of the nice, pretty pictures. Anything like that for a wine lover?
I wish I had thought of this book. This is a great idea for a book. The Art and Design of Contemporary Wine Labels by Tanya Scholes. It's part art book, part wine journey. It's all about these labels that people put on their wine bottles. People that make wine, they're part scientist, part farmer, part artist, and they really put a lot of thought into what they're doing on their labels. And this woman, Tanya, has done a great job of chronicling many of the wineries and talks about what goes in behind the label and gives the consumer a peek into the personality and backstory. Now, what I really like about this was Manfred Krankel of Cinquanon. Check out page 232 in this book, and I think you'll get kind of an insight as to what I'm talking about. $45.
Mm, okay. There's nothing like going out to California to Napa, or maybe going to France or Italy to tour wine country. Are there any books out there about traveling and wine?
Absolutely. The Grand Cru Classé, The Great Wines of Bordeaux by Sophie Brassard, with photographs by, I'm going to slaughter this name, but I'll give it a shot, Cyril Letourneur de Sion. $65 for this book, but you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. It's a virtual trip through Bordeaux, France, without the worries of going through security or the pat-downs. They go through 87 chateaus of the Medoc and Sauternes regions, and each section has a brief one-page history on the chateau, along with three or four pictures of the property. Best of all, there is a recipe by 87 world-renowned chefs paired with each vintage from a chateau. And it's like an 87-week, SmackDown challenge.
Tell you what, why don't you keep the book and just take me there?
That's Scott Greenberg, Washington Examiner, wine columnist. And if you'd like to know more, we've got links at our website. Search Wine of the Week.